I am grateful that through my study of Christian Science, the truth that truth is always present right where the lie seems to appear. And this has become clearer as I endeavor to just practice it. Every time there's an error, I'm doing my best to know that only the truth is present. It's helped me to turn quickly to God for the opposite of any error that seems to be going on. And I know now that ultimately God's allness, onlyness, everywhereness, his power and action, his supremacy is the truthful opposite to every lying suggestion. I too went through this storm this weekend, and I'm grateful that I kept knowing that the deceiving mortal senses will not make me fear. They even sounded the tornado alarm, which is very, very rare in our area, and for about 20 minutes. But through it all, I kept knowing that no, the truth is present, which is the atmosphere is God and God alone. The winds are in his arms. And I was so gratefully impressed that not even the winds came our way. It was very gentle rain and was all over, quiet. But this example really tells me, and it emphasizes how we should be so careful not to be deceived. Because as that hymn says, it's the sense that would deceive. And it makes me very aware that all the time, no matter what comes, let's keep our eyes fixed on what's true, what's really going on. It is a great way to face any other demonstration. And I know and I'm grateful that it has helped me in so many ways, whether it's physical problem or relationship problem even, to keep my eyes on the truth present, which the lie is appearing about, has helped me greatly. It was beautifully read this evening that falsehood is on the wings of the winds, but truth will soar above it. I'm grateful to be here tonight. I'm grateful for all the testimonies that prove Mrs. Eddy's revelation to our world is the truth. And I'm grateful for Christ Jesus' examples, everything that I've learned in Christian Science and still learning to make me even more convinced of the supremacy of the one God. Thank you.